Lathan's base salary increases by $4,500 to more than $207,000. Board member Rick Cloyd voted against the salary hike, citing a $5 million spending deficit last school year.
This was not due to our increased spending. It was due to reductions in revenue from real estate taxes, less state funding, and reductions or termination of federal programs. I come from a long tradition of business that does not support raises for highly compensated senior executives when you operate at a deficit.
Cloyd says he would vote against the raise again, even without a deficit, due to the damaged relationships between the district and the community. Board member Linda Butler says she supports the measure because the district improved overall, despite tensions over a Charter Oak testing investigation.
But we've also have looked at our facilities, our technology, our professional development, all those things that now have only made this district better.
Other board members also acknowledge the strained community perception of the district and voted for the increase. The board also approved reducing the public speaking time at regular board meetings from 5 to 3 minutes. I'm Alex Rusciano.